This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO.
ZA3DZP.
Hey, yo, good morning, Spidey.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. V3D, that's me.
A little bit later this morning, just had my muffin and orange and milk. Did you make your omelet this morning? I suppose you're into some sort of a project as always. I just thought I'd say good morning.
Oh, I was hoping, I didn't have an omelet this morning, just poached some peanut butter and marmalade to be poached. I had 3 eggs omelet yesterday. I'm traveling late this morning, but I just opened the garage trying to line up my laser engraver on a glass with a picture of the pilot boat, trying to engrave the pilot boat onto a tumbler. So I just set that up and let that fire away. You know, I went down after there, I got my picture of my ship, and down there, and I thought it was bugs. I knew. I had to look. I told you there was going to be rain coming. And sure enough, it cut loose, and it never cut loose. Out of nowhere, we had these storms. I looked at all went out in Rochester, though I don't think you got anything, but we got over half an inch of rain off of this one little cloudy to come by. It started at 10 after 9 started rain.
Yeah, so they were right. They were right. Was it just rain, or did you get thunderstorms, and did you get soaked?
Oh, I had finished getting my pictures, and I was just heading back to my car. It's only a matter of a couple hundred feet. And I could feel the little droppies, and then I got the tires turned out. There was on the windshield. Talked my buddy this morning, though, and they got it, back after 9 here, they got it around 8 o'clock. He said that it rained so hard they were up in Drillton, up by Bob there, that he lost a satellite dish. He said he lost Blue Jay. He said it went off. It was raining so hard, but we had thunder and that after. We had thunder and lightning when I was dumping the pictures off the cameras. He was off the east there, but I never did get back anything anyway. So, everything's all wet here. Everything, the grass is all wet. I might put the lawn on hold until tomorrow. Figuring Sunday, people off and that. I won't bother anybody tomorrow morning and anyway today to be dry. Today's going to be a pretty do-nothing day.
Yeah, well, the Red Wing game was delayed well over 2 hours down in Lehigh Valley, down in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I see the Red Sox and Yankees were washed out in the Bronx. But I learned something. In AAA, if a game is delayed and doesn't start until 9 o'clock or after, they only play 7 innings.
Is that like along the line that you have to be home when the street lights come on? Or is that because they're younger players and they got to be in bed early?
Well, I think they want to get the stadium emptied out. You know, games start that late. And I think at least here on Fridays and Saturdays, they have post-game fireworks. But I would imagine that it's probably to get the stadium emptied out at a decent hour.
I suppose. Anyways, there's a lot of hype over this FIFA thing. Jesus, I can't get interested at all. I don't even know that I'm going to watch games against the league. Not interested at all at some reason or other. And I guess they're going bonkers in Toronto with price tickets at hotels. They're probably coming down my way. Maybe Fire ticket, they could book a hotel in Niagara Falls and they got the GO train that runs right to the Central Station in Toronto. They could take a train and see the falls and the games and all would probably be cheaper hotel rates down this back of the woods than it would be in Toronto. You know, they talk about the price of ticket to hell. I don't know how the hell they can afford it.
Yeah, boy, it hasn't gotten much publicity here, the World Cup. I know iHeart Radio has been pushing it, you know, that they'll be covering all the games. Dave was telling me that SiriusXM wants to buy iHeart because they're the number one podcast network in the U.S. I'll be interested to see how that goes, but definitely iHeart's a big company. At one point, they owned 1,200 radio stations in the U.S. I don't know if they own that many now.
Yeah, well, I know there's iHeart TuneIn, a bunch of them. I just listen to TuneIn, that one that I got on the A lady. Don't know about any of the others. whether they're even available up here in Canada. Probably are. I know one of the cars there, the one you would do the description to, but I wouldn't do it and not worry about it. I get the aid lady to play my flash reading. And Gary, here's your flash reading. And then she gives me TV news, and she gives me the CNN news, and the TV. And then I always ask her Reuters after that, get a little bit of Dropbox, and take a little bit of Lotto. I don't even bother to listen to them at all. For the Reuters, they give me the whole comprehensive and unbiased news of them all.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, very good. So I think you said that Toronto won yesterday over that game started at 4-something. I was listening to the loop go around. A lot of games yesterday started at 4-4-7. Red Wings play this afternoon down there to finish the series. If they can win today, they'll take 4 out of 6. That would be good, and they're. They're still in first place. It depends what Nashville and Memphis did. So, well, Gary, I'll let you get back out there. I'm gonna run the SST on 40 from 8 to 9, and maybe we'll say hello after that if you're around. But have a good day, and like I said to Tommy, I said, you know, Tom, there's absolutely nothing with doing it. And Tommy's response was, well, how do you know when you're done?
Yeah, that's about it. You don't worry about it, I guess. You don't worry about it.
Alrighty, bud. Well, you have a good day. Enjoy.
The Jays are on at 1:37 to do the rubber match with Baltimore. See if they can do that. And I guess their little shortstop Kirk is back next week. My pitcher's coming up from AAA as well. So we'll see if that doesn't make do a little bit of a turnaround for the Jays. But they're 8 games back. Baltimore and the Orioles are both 8 games back. But I think Tampa Bay is losing. So can't afford the game if you if they keep it up.
Alrighty, buddy. Have a good day. Enjoy. Talk to you tonight. If you're around, if I'm around, I'll certainly answer. If not, well, there's always more morning. But we do 9 o'clock, and we'll do the quiz.
Alrighty, have a great evening.
Well, Gary, I'll look forward to it if it can happen. And take care, and have a good day. WB2KAO. Did. WB2KAO.
Good morning, Tim. WB2KAO, B3MF.
Good morning, Bob. B3MF, WB2KAO. Well, good morning. I just chatted with Gary, and I said, well, let me see if Bob's link is up, and I'm so happy it is. Good morning to you. And I wanted to ask you the other day, and I did a chance, how was the visit with your brother Wayne? And good morning. Do you have your breakfast in front of you?
Well, thanks, Tim. Yeah, I connected with you at 7:45, but there was nobody around, so I guess you talked with Gary some other time. I did not go up to my brother's. Excuse me. He was not well. He had fallen on Sunday night. Didn't damage himself severely, but one of his doctors changed one of his meds, and it hasn't worked out well for him. So my plan is to go up this coming week, but we're going to see what happens. If he chooses not to have me come up, I will go up on Thursday. Excuse me. I will go up on Thursday. I'm going to go to Orangeville. Don't mind me. I'm putting things together here. I will go up to Orangeville for lunch on Thursday, and after that, I will head on to my brother and Bradford. That's about another 40-minute drive out in Orangeville. I will go over there and have dinner with them, and then come home at night. That's my plan at the moment, Kip. Back to you. Be fair enough.
That sounds real good, Bob. I sure hope that come to fruition. I know you're looking forward to seeing him. I'm sorry to hear. I guess depending on what type of Parkinson's it is, I guess falling is part of the equation. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. And the grandson's graduation is coming up this coming Friday on the 12th, and then I guess after attending that, then you'll be making provisions and getting prepared to head up to the E3 ERX country.
Yeah, that's right, Tim. WB2KAO3MF. Yeah, that's right. Probably on the Monday. I usually don't like traveling on the weekends, so I'll probably go up on the Monday. It'll be a different excursion because I usually have vehicles that have a lot of room in them, but my latest vehicle vehicle, the Toyota, is not terribly large in size, so I'm not sure what I will end up taking. I will take what I can get in the vehicle. Definitely it'll be an HF radio and a VHF radio and clothes and probably limited amounts of food because there's no sense trucking it all up there when I can just go to town and buy it and not worry about it and that sort of thing. And that's sort of the plan. We'll see what comes of that plan, Tim. It's good to have an idea, but will it really happen? We'll just see what happens. Yeah, I had a nurse in here yesterday. I get an injection every 3 months, so that happened yesterday, and I think the next one I will get, I'll have to do it myself. That's the plan at the moment, so. And because I'll be up at the cottage, and the company doesn't have anybody up there that can help me. They say, well, you just go find somebody. Well, I got a better idea. Just look in the mirror, and there's the person that's going to help me. Back to you, WB2KAO, V3MF.
WB2KAO, well, Bob.